Joe Rogan and Tim Pool, and they never look into how the PCR test works. They never expose that there is no virus. They always push the, there's a virus going around, it's a big dangerous disease going around, and we need to take precaution. Alex Jones as well. Alex Jones switches his tone based on who he's interviewing. And I understand that, but at the same time, you need to start telling the truth. He had Andrew Kaufman on explaining to him that there is no virus and proving to Alex Jones that there is no virus. But Alex Jones will go ahead and interview someone else and keep pushing that there is a virus narrative. Because I guess in order to keep the conversation going and create a good video, you can't just shut someone down at the beginning of the video like Andrew Kaufman did to Judy Mikovits. Now, I'm going to play some of this. I don't know if you guys seen this before, but I didn't. And I was surprised when someone sent it to me because this is very important. See, Andrew Kaufman, what he did here is he didn't let Judy Mikovits get away with this germ theory or virus isolation propaganda, because the conversation cannot carry on about vaccines until that is addressed. If no virus in history has ever truly been isolated with the real definition of the word, then what is in these vaccines? Now, Judy Mikovits has, I'm not saying she's controlled or not, but what I'm saying is even herself, she's been duped into believing that what she's doing is real and she's really looking at viruses, but she's not. They're taught from the beginning a foundation of lies. They were told in order to see a virus, you must poison the cells so they can release these little circle with the spikes, and then you can say, aha, there is a virus. So the foundation of virology is a lie. And what you see here is Judy Mikovits explaining that she's isolated viruses before, and Andrew Kaufman says, I've read your papers. You never isolated a virus. And she's like, eventually the conversation gets to the point where she's like, well, I've been in this field for 40 years. I guess I'm just an idiot. Then she starts talking about her credentials. And when someone does that, you know you won. So let's watch some of this.
We do differ a little in that I have isolated XMRVs, HIVs, HTLVs, shown them to be infectious and transmissible. So it's not that.
Hey,
not
Judy, I was wondering if you could actually explain to me exactly the procedure you did, because I haven't seen any articles published with an actual isolation by like the definition that's in the dictionary to separate from everything else. Not to do, you know, cell culture experiments like Andrews did, which like are done in SARS-CoV-2.
Well, certainly what you have to do, Andy, and that this is, you know, done from, you know, the first human retrovirus isolations is, you know, retroviruses use all the host cell machinery. So they bud from human cells and they pull the human cell, much like you're saying, much like an exosome, you pull the membrane, you pull
Judy,
the...
Judy, that's not what I asked. That's mm-hmm. never been visualized or observed. But I want to know what procedure did you use to actually separate an HIV virus from everything else? And where can I see the images of it?
Well, we used electron micrographs, and we used ultracentrifugation of the concentrated viruses. And we showed them transmissible to human cells from human cells. So we pulled them out of human cells. You can't pull the envelope away. You can't, because human retroviruses use the cell machinery. So that envelope that is surrounding.
So, wait. So what exactly did you put through the centrifuge? Did you take blood of an AIDS patient?
And saliva of an AIDS patient and transmit it directly into humans.
Well, no. Well, we're talking about isolation experiment first, not transmission. So first you have to show it exists, right?
You have to grow it. You cannot grow a virus without a cell. Sorry.
Can't you take it out of a sick person?
Guys.
Oh, so where did you do that?
In Fort Detrick in 1983 from the very people, Luc Montagnier, from the French-Canadian airline flight attendant, from the very sick AIDS patients, from dozens of them. And we did the same thing with HTLV from people with adult T cell
leukemia. So you took the saliva or blood from sick people and directly put that through a centrifuge and purified out particles and then showed them under an electron microscope where you could see nothing but those particles that are identical to each other?
But the budding particle, clearly the
budding. Well, if it's budding, then it's mixed with cells. It's not isolated.
But again, you can't, a retrovirus uses the entire.
So are you saying you can't isolate it? You can't isolate it from the cell?
Plasmid is not the virus. No, because.
I see. So then you can't really show that it's real if you can't see it by itself. Because a lot of things.
Well, it is the virus particle.
I'm going to interrupt both.
See what's important
here,
Doug is interrupting because he just wants a smooth conversation in order for people to make it more watchable for people. This is what Alex Jones does. This is what Joe Rogan does. A lot of times they don't want to press you on something because they just want to go along with the conversation to make it a good, enjoyable, long podcast or stream. But Andrew Kaufman did something unusual here. I didn't think he would do this. I thought he would go along with what Judy Mikovits was saying in order to just make a good watchable stream. But what he did was press her and not let her escape, not let her get away with this idea that viruses get people sick. In order to determine if viruses are contagious, you must isolate it by itself with nothing else in the cell culture. Judy Mikovits has never done that. She's written multiple papers saying that she's definitely isolated the HIV virus, but she never has. It's always the same cell culture mixed with poisons, mixed with antibiotics. And as the cells die, they release something that is known as, to Andrew Kaufman, exosomes. They're not viruses that are contagious. And she herself is saying she has never isolated a virus and it can't actually leave the cell. It can't be separated from the cell. Well, if it can't be separated from the cell, how are we supposed to believe that these viruses fly through the air magically and one of them just gets on your face and then you get sick and then die from it? It's not possible. She knows this. But she's been living a lie for so long, she truly believes it. She's duped herself. Because remember, in order to be a virologist, the foundation is built on lies. You're taught lies from the beginning and then you start building up. So you are not understanding that the foundation, including virus isolation, is not a good method to determine what is contagious and what's not. As you can see, Andrew Kaufman's face here, he's like, I got this bitch. So Judy Mikovits will try to make this a good stream by saying, Andrew, I agree with you. This coronavirus from Wuhan has never been proven to exist in humans. It's only been tested in Vero monkey kidney cells. Andrew Kaufman was saying, stop saying you agree with me because I don't agree with you. So he's not trying to make a nice, enjoyable stream for you. He's fighting for the truth here. He's saying, no, I'm pressing you on this virus isolation because you have no idea what you're talking about. So let's carry on. But Doug is trying to interrupt and not take this conversation and have it go off the railing. But what Doug is doing is wrong because this is a conversation. It's supposed to be about vaccines. But you can't talk about vaccines until you talk about virus isolation. If you have never isolated a virus, why are we talking about these particular vaccines that's bad? Because Judy Mikovits doesn't believe all vaccines are bad, just this one. But Andrew Kaufman is saying no virus in history has ever been isolated. So what the hell are they injecting us with? This is where the conversation gets interesting.
Doug, if I could just add something about the vaccine, like this is a crucial, crucial point because there is no genetic material from an actual virus because there's no successful separation of the virus particles from anything else. And the same thing is true for HIV. And it would be misleading to everyone to say that the procedure works in one virus and not another. What Judy says, I cannot find a publication that shows the picture of just a virus, and she just said it can't be done. So no, that's important because if it can't be done, then there is no disease that can be caused by it.
A virus in its nucleic acid. We clearly isolated and confirmed Luc Montagnier's result. You know, the virus particle is your cellular membrane. So the COVID-19.
Well, that's your cell.
That's what viruses do. Retroviruses use the entire host machinery in order to make a particle. So
every virus works that way.
No, not every virus works that way, but retroviruses do.
Oh, other viruses can reproduce on their own.
Not a retrovirus. Others are not enveloped. When they're enveloped, they use the cells.
Well, so Judy, where's a picture of a virus particle with an envelope that I can look at?
I've got several EMs from our publications throughout history.
I mean, a purified virus or of a virus budding out of a cell?
A virus budding out of a cell.
Well, that's not purified.
Okay, please.
See, he's pressing her. He's not letting her get away with
it. That is a transmissible infectious particle. The RNA, the genomic structure of a virus, the genome of a virus is not a virus. We have 8% of our genome is a virus. And those aren't infectious transmissible retroviruses. When the particle buds from the cell, and I agree with you, Dr. Kaufman, that has not been done for SARS-CoV-2. And it was not done for most of the people with HIV. But for LAV, for XMRVs, for HTLV-1, we absolutely isolated it from a human with disease, have the entire genetic sequence from only a particle, have an electron micrograph that characterizes the family of viruses. This has not been done for SARS-CoV-2. I agree with you completely.
Really, what's most important here is that we are all being held hostage. And right now, part of that is taking away our rights. And we all see the coming intent to push this experimental technology they call a vaccine upon us. Mm-hmm. And we can see reports already of mutating viruses. That's and we've heard right. We've heard of second and third waves, and we've heard of COVID-21. And the thing is that as long as we all embrace this false virus paradigm that viruses are particles that cause disease from the outside, we're going to be vulnerable to the next pandemic and the next one after that and the next one after that, just like all of the ones that came before it that were all fake in just the same way. Now, ooh. I don't agree with Judy on this point. We definitely do not agree, although she keeps saying that. And also, I've reviewed her papers, and I have not found one paper that does what I'm about to say. And I want everybody out there to know that you do know the word isolation. It's a very simple word. You can look it up in the different dictionary. And it means to separate from everything else. And there's no other way to know that you actually have a thing, a new thing that's never been known before, unless you separate it from everything else and look at it by itself and characterize it. And that has never been done for any alleged virus particle that causes disease in humans, not once. And I've scoured the evidence. Now, if Judy can show me a paper and show me the photographs and the written procedure of a real way to isolate it by the common human definition that we all know, not mix it with a bunch of things in a toxic cell culture and show it budding out of cells where it's not isolated. So if she has that real proof, I will certainly retract everything I say. But she's not going to have it. Because I've looked really hard, and a lot of my colleagues have looked as well. And we have to destroy this paradigm of viruses that cause disease, because this is the boogeyman. And this is what is causing the fear and panic that's allowing us to be manipulated. So we have to stop this. We have to throw it out. And all you need to do is just understand what I just said, and then go look in the literature at what they say proves viruses exist. And you'll see that it doesn't even come close.
If you take human cells, human cancer cells from a person with cancer associated with the virus that is part of the causative agent for that cancer, and you're taking—
But that's never been shown to be the case. There's no virus that's been shown to cause cancer.
Absolutely.
Neither. Show me the papers, Judy. Where are the papers?
Once again,
1980.
Well, what Judy's saying is just not true. She's saying things that are not true, that are not documented in the scientific record.
Everybody who got ATL from HTLV-1, that leukemia that was rampant in Japan in the 70s and 80s, you know, the sick people have the disease. The viruses that we isolated and showed to be infectious and transmissible, the XMRVs, the mouse viruses that were injected. I agree.
In your paper, it says mouse viruses, it says XMRV is associated with chronic fatigue syndrome.
Correct.
You don't even
Correct.
Use the word cause, but
we
you
don't
just said cause. You just said it, Judy.
Yeah, I said causative.
Cause? Yeah, that's that means cause.
No. Part of the equation.
Oh my God. No.
Because people have other things going
the
on.
The word cause is in the word causative. It means the causative agent causes something.
Guys, once again, this is so you're interesting. Talking over each other. Please well, do not speak
I'm
over
telling
each
the truth here.
Well,
I'm
Dr.
telling
Kaufman,
you too, and I show the data. I don't mean to
say well, there's a difference. Can you acknowledge, is there a difference between association and causation? The title of your paper is association.
Correct.
But you just said causation.
No, causative is not causation.
Really? What does it mean then?
It's other factors combined. It's other immune compromised immune system. It's that cytokine storm. It's the inability to have a tight.
You just misleading everyone right now with.
Okay,
with
enough, enough, Dr. Kaufman, please.
I apologize, but I can't have a rational conversation.
RNL462Q. If you have that single nucleotide polymorphism, you're more likely to have that virus in your DNA, and you're more likely to not be able to degrade it. There are immunologic.
Do you think anyone understands what she's saying right now? I don't.
Well, Dr. Kaufman, please don't speak over.
It's in our.
I apologize, but I feel like she's wasting our time.
You didn't spend. No, I'm not wasting your time. If you keep saying what you're saying, they'll keep perpetrating that fraud on us, and they'll inject that vaccine, and they'll kill everyone who's susceptible to it.
The vaccines don't even make sense, according to my position, because there are no viruses to have vaccines for.
Well, you're wrong.
There we go.
Thank you for saying that without any proof.
No, I've published for 40 years. There's proof.
Well, I've read your papers. They don't show what you're saying.
You're not a biologist.
Guys.
Dr. Andrew Kaufman is not a molecular biologist who spent 40 years isolating the
social virus. I realize when you have to talk about credentials, it means you don't have a scientific argument.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Kaufman.
Damn.
For your...
You can solve me all you want. I guess I'm just an idiot who doesn't know what I'm talking about.
No.
We're going to let people perpetrate fraud and inject these toxic envelopes, the expression of which alone. I'm not disagreeing him. This is not SARS-CoV-2. COVID-19 is not a virus. It's a disease. You don't get a virus. You don't get an infection with a disease with evidence of infection of any kind. But clearly, evidence of infection of gamma retroviruses, beta retroviruses, delta retroviruses, and lentiviruses are associated with deadly acquired endocannabinoid immune deficiencies that have destroyed millions of people's lives. And if we keep injecting animal genomes of viruses into people, as we're doing in this COVID-19 vaccine, we're going to kill the very people we've injected with these monkey kidney cells for 40 years now, with these mouse viruses since 1934. That's the whole point. And what the COVID-19 vaccine is going to be is a quick kill switch to kill us, to kill those of us who were the frontline healthcare workers, doctors, and they already killed the doctor with ITP. Sorry, it's associated with the infections.
And that's where Andrew Kaufman just said, fuck it, I'm leaving. See, this is exactly how all of us should press someone about virus isolation. They have never isolated a virus in history. So when you see a picture like this, what does this really mean? Birth to 6 years old, immunization schedules. Look at all of these vaccines. Look at all of these shots you are given before the age of six. No virus in history has ever been isolated, purified, and the genome sequenced, and then injected into another being to prove that that virus you isolated by itself gets someone sick. So what are these shots? This is why I'm saying a video like that was very important. Judy Mikovits has been in microbiology for 40 years. She's been studying, you know, apparently isolating viruses and helping develop vaccines for them. And she's also spoken out about Anthony Fauci and how much of a fraud he is. He's an evil person trying to kill billions of people. This is what she's saying. So she's not totally on, you know, the pro-vax side. She knows these are just poison shots. But what Andrew was saying is from the beginning, okay, we need to start at the beginning, the fundamentals here.
and no virus has ever been isolated in history. Once you say that, you get the reaction that Judy Mikovits just gave, which is anger. Because she's, you know, a lot of these virologists are living a lie. They're in a field where they do pretty much nothing. They're mixing chemicals around, you know, like children playing with Play-Doh. They don't know what they're doing. And when you expose that, they get very angry about it. I can show you multiple videos of people being asked about virus isolation and virologists just listening to the question and getting angry, and then get angry at the person for even asking it. This is proof that they know deep down that the way they isolate a virus is total BS. It's not a real good method in testing for viruses. This is why this is very important. Now, someone like Joe Rogan, they get people on their podcast and they keep pushing the virus narrative. Even if they start speaking out against vaccines like Brett Weinstein does, or Robert Malone, the inventor of the mRNA technology, or even Peter McCullough, every time they argue that these vaccines are bad, they don't start from the perspective of there is no virus. It's always, there are viruses, vaccines are very helpful, but this particular vaccine is bad and you shouldn't get it. They never start with germ theory, which is pretty much what is being used to terrorize us and keep us under total slavery. It's been this way for years. They use these so-called pandemics to issue new laws and to poison people with their medication. They've done it with the HIV pandemic, in quotes, and the swine flu, bird flu. They always do this repeatedly. They say there's an outbreak, but there isn't, because the way they're testing is invalid. They've been using the PCR test, or even any test that they use, is all faulty. It doesn't matter what test it is, because there's no virus getting people sick in the first place. When your body is overloaded with toxins, in order for your body to flush out those toxins, you have something that is known as a flu or a cold. And if you are so overloaded with toxins because you're so extremely unhealthy, that detoxification process can kill you. And this is what we are not taught. We're not taught about terrain theory. For us to want to live in the society as we do, with all the food you can get right away, drinking water anytime you can, or walking to the store, getting any grocery you want, because you wanted to live that way and that easiness of life, most of those things you're going to eat are going to have chemicals in them. It's going to be borderline just pure toxic, even in the water. It's all because we wanted to live this way. We wanted things to be easy for us. We all accepted this toxic environment. And the consequences for that is us dealing with endless amounts of diseases. And for us to even go along with germ theory, the moment you're born, you're injected with these poisons. So now there's all types of diseases that never existed in history before. People are probably overweight and obese, and certain rare diseases that never existed in history. That's because they were poisoning you from a baby. That's why those injections are not needed. Now, I'm sure a lot of people, like myself, had no say in this. We were just born and our parents didn't know much, and they just said, yeah, inject them with whatever is needed, because vaccines are attributed to people living as long as they do. Forgetting that the reason why we live longer than people used to is because of sanitation. But this was very important. Always press people on virus isolation. Never let them get away with it.